Just a program reminder, we'll be getting a storm update from WAMC's Ian Pickus in less than 10 minutes to update you on what is happening throughout the region, as well as the latest forecast. That coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on the roundtable. Also a reminder, you can also tell us what's on your mind, share any news tips or any photos that you have regarding the storm by sending them to us at news@wamc.org. News@wamc.org. This morning, we are talking about many aspects of the storm. We've been talking about the meteorological. We have been talking about preparedness. And there is also a political element to this storm. And with the election just over a week away, Hurricane Sandy has the presidential campaign scrambling, not just in scheduling and rescheduling and travel hiccups, but also which candidate could possibly gain political ground as a result. Union College political science professor Brad Hayes, a regular with Allen in the Congressional Corner, is just back from the battleground state of Ohio and joins us by phone this morning from Union College. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Great to have you with us. Allen is here as well. And Brad, now you were in Ohio. Were you there for work or pleasure?
I was there for pleasure, although it's hard not to to take in some work aspects as well, given that the campaigns are everywhere in Ohio. We were in Columbus and spent most of our time in the Cincinnati area, and the campaigns are ubiquitous, particularly the presidential races, but of course there's also a hot senatorial race there, and it's, you know, if you're watching any television, it's at least every other ad is a political one. I know, just talking to people in Ohio, they have campaign fatigue, so you know, it's understandable, but it's a very different feeling to the campaign than we experience here in the Northeast.
Now, you're a superb political scientist. So just tell us who's going to win and stop the agony.
Yeah, right. flip a coin three times and we'll see who takes two out of three.
Well, here's the thing. So this is what we've been hearing. You've got this storm, and obviously it throws a wrench into both campaigns of where they go, where they're on the ground, and also there is perception and reality. So the reality is you want to get from point A to point B, and you can't because of travel. There is also the political, which is what makes me look better as a candidate. We have seen the president cancel several events. He is staying at the White House. He's monitoring the situation. We have also seen Mitt Romney cancel several events in Virginia. There have been events that have been scheduled both in Ohio and Florida that the president has skipped and is sending surrogates to. So how big of a monkey wrench is this when you talk about the campaign and what they were looking at as a strategy on the last few days?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and obviously it's difficult to discern the effects. This is pretty unusual. But the campaigns have certainly been affected, and it's going to be affected in a number of ways, right? Obviously, you mentioned in terms of the events, those will be affected. The effort to get out the vote early in certain states will be affected, and I think particularly of note here would be Ohio. Now, Ohio may not be as affected by the storm as some of the other states that we're talking about closer to the coasts, but it, you know, if the projections are to be believed, then the eastern part of the state could be affected. And if you're thinking about the way that lines up politically, the southeastern portion of that state is a conservative enclave, but the northeast, you know, if we're thinking about Cleveland and Akron, those are Democratic strongholds, and Obama is going to need a strong turnout there in order to win that state. So, you know, they're going to have to make some adjustments, not just in terms of the rallies, but also in terms of their strategies for making sure that people get to the polls and can cast their votes, whether you're talking about early vote or switching that to a massive get-out-the-vote effort on Election Day.
So let me get this straight. Who votes more in terms of their population, Democrats or Republicans?
Well, Republicans vote in a higher percentage.
Exactly.
Now, So that means that Democrats have to do usually more to get out their vote, and as a consequence, one of the things that we've heard a lot about over the last week or so is ground game. And the Obama campaign is thought to have an excellent ground game, but any type of impediment to getting out the vote is not going to be good, you know, for either campaign, but certainly for the Democrats. And we also know, in terms of early voting, Democrats have been turning out more for early voting than Republicans. And so this is part of their effort at getting out the vote in states like Ohio. And the extent to which that's affected, it may adversely impact Obama's campaign a little bit more.
David Axelrod announced yesterday and said that he was very concerned of what impact this would have on the president's chances because of the impact on the early vote. How much of that is strategy and how much of that is genuine?
Well, I think it's a mix. You know, campaigns are often quick to say we'll be affected more. But at the same time, you know, I think there are a couple different things here. One's, you know, the get out the vote, but there's also the sense of the universe. We know that voters, you know, there's kind of an intuitiveness to voting for certain voters, and as a consequence, they can blame candidates, you know, for the state of the nation. And if they perceive that state of the nation as bad, even if it's from a natural disaster, it can affect the incumbent and benefit the challenger. So, I mean, I think the Obama campaign has to be highly concerned about this, just in terms of the way it's going to affect the way they can campaign, the way they can get out the vote, and the way in which the nation as a whole is perceived.
And what happens if, over the next couple of weeks, there are some people who can't vote because the voting machines have electronic components to them, your vote can't be recorded because, you know, they haven't fixed the electricity yet?
Yeah, that's when we're going to see the lawyers come out. both campaigns.
Oh, that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Both campaigns have a rather strong kind of war room contingency plans for, you know, challenging efforts for keeping polling stations open longer, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if in fact there are kind of technical effects, you know, where there's, you know, infrastructure problems, if there are problems with getting people to the polls, you're likely to see a series of legal challenges to ensure that people have an opportunity to vote.
In the line, let me just focus on the president for a moment, that the balancing act that he has right now, because if you go to any events, you get blown away because you're not being presidential enough and you are letting your politics overtake the good of the nation. If you spent too much time, then you're ignoring the election and you're getting beaten up for looking too political and taking advantage of the office. There has to be, maybe there doesn't have to be, but there I guess there's a balance there somewhere, and the president's trying to find it, right?
He is, and you know, there's you know, a precedent for this is a little bit difficult to find. You know, the White House has said that, you know, responsibilities of the president overtake the campaign this week, but you know, if you think about where he's canceled appearances already, is, you know, Virginia, Colorado, and Ohio, and he'll send out his surrogates. You'll see, I think, an elevated role for Bill Clinton in the coming days. But you know, it's not the same, and it does affect the nature of the campaign and kind of the nature of the excitement and the message. And I think that's actually one of the other things that's really interesting in this, is that one of the clear effects is that media coverage has shifted, right? It's away from the election and to Mother Nature, and you know that can continue, you know, up through the Tuesday, and there's a big moment here, right? On Friday we have the release of the jobs report, and so, you know, this one last opportunity for one of the two sides to get that last bump, you know, may in fact lose some of its salience simply because our attention is elsewhere.
Union College political science professor Brad Hayes, I want to thank you so much for joining us, sharing your expertise with us. I know you have to go teach class. I thank you so much for fitting us in, and I know we'll be talking to you over the next couple of days and weeks.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure, Brad. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brad.
Right,
thanks
bye-bye.
So much. Coming up next, Ian Pickus with a WAMC Hurricane Sandy news update. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.